Hey, let's do a paragraph on Audrey, Audrey Richardson. Let's see, Miss Richardson is, that's 80-year-old, yeah, 80-year-old woman with history of chronic lymphoid leukemic disease, stage 4. Patient has had a lump in her left jaw in August of last year, or did not improve with antibiotics. Subsequently, biopsy and a PET scan showed diffuse LN. Also, there was a cystic mass at the tail of the pancreas and the MRI of the abdomen. Period. Patient subsequently will start on chemotherapy. Patient's blood count was 155,000, which came down to 2,700 with the treatment. Patient has also in the end of 2023 had an EUS done which showed cells suspicious for malignancy. Subsequent workup and the follow-up MRI showed pancreatic cancer with mets to the liver. Earlier this year, she was started on chemotherapy, which initially she tolerated well. She received TEH and ABRAXANE with GEMER without any major issues initially, subsequently developed lots of different problems and decided to stop the chemotherapy and ask for hospice care to be initiated for patient and family. Her H&H is 7 and 24. Her white count is 11,000. She's no longer a candidate for chemotherapy per her patient's decision. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Expected to do poorly and most likely will die in 6 months. Subsequently remains, is hospice appropriate? Thank you. Oh, just put in there, she has a KPS score of 40%. She's sleeping most of the time, 16 to 18 hours. She's now bedbound and becoming bowel and bladder incontinent with total ADL dependency. Put that in there somewhere. Thank you.